Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Vayechi. We all know famously that this is the time that we are departing from Yaakov. Yaakov's children are saying goodbye to Yaakov. Our avos are coming to an end. And Yaakov goes and he blesses and gives a bracha to each and every son. And the brachas are not really the type of brachas that you would normally think an av is about to depart and die and say goodbye to, forever to his sons, and he starts giving them a musar shmuz. Each one starts to get this major musar shmuz. You have Reuven, and Yaakov says to Reuven, Bechori ata, Reuven, you're my Bechor, but you lost it. You're my koach, Rishis Oni, but Pachas Kamayim al Tosa, but you were too quick to the punch. You reacted too quickly, and you did an aveira. You switched my bed into your mother's maidservant's bed, in her room, and that caused you to lose the bechor, because I saw that a bechor can't be somebody that acts too quickly. You have to be very thought out. So he goes to Reuven. Then he goes to Shimon and Levi, and he says, Achen klei chamas v'charoteihem. You went and you destroyed Shechem, and you killed people, and you put us into tremendous trouble. That's not something to do. Right, so now the Medrash tells us that Yehuda is getting very nervous. Right? He sees that each son who we thought were coming in for brachos, and each one he starts to give out in front of everybody, lefnei am ve'ed, in the public, right? Each one telling them what they did wrong, and basically giving them a musar shmuz how to rectify their averus, so quote unquote averus. They weren't really averus; they were doing l'shem shemayim. But however, on their level, Yaakov was pointing out whatever fault that he saw in each one's side. So the Medrash tells us that Yehuda starts to sweat. Right? It starts to turn pale. Because he's very nervous. If they're talking about these actions of Reuven and Shimon and Levi, then Yehuda, who slept with his own daughter-in-law, that's not such a good track record to have. Right? Because we all know what happened with Yehuda and Tamar. And Yehuda thought that Tamar was a harlot, right? And he slept with her, and he had two children with her. And that ultimately was L'shem Shemayim. We say the Medrash tells us that there was a tremendous Yetzahara that nobody would have been able to overcome, that he went, and that the Kesh Baruch Hu made it, that he was going to sleep with Tamar in order to bring into the world, ultimately, Malchus Beis David and Mashiach, and that was a previous Shemuz that we had earlier, but today we're going to focus on Yehuda. So comes Yaakov and he says about to Yehuda, Yehuda's getting very nervous, as I said, but he doesn't say that. Yaakov says, Yehuda ata, yoducha achacha. Yoducha, you were mode, you admitted. And he praised him. You admitted your sins. You admitted to what you did wrong. And he praises him for that. So what at first glance was going to be a musar shmuz actually turned out that Yaakov did not give him tofacha, did not give him rebuke, but actually went and praised him. What's this idea of hodah that Yehuda did that made him so great? What is this? Why is Yaakov all of a sudden changing around from the musar shmuz to now praising Yehuda for this action of being moda, for admitting to what he did? We know famously that Yehuda had to admit that he slept with Tamar in front of everybody, right? Because he said, Sadka mimeni, she's more righteous than I was, right? She foresaw that I needed to sleep with her in order to bring into the world Malchus Beis David. And he admitted in front of everybody. And then she was saved from the fiery furnace, right? We famously know that she was... Yehuda was let known that Tamar became pregnant. Oh, she's a Bas Kohen. She has to go out to be killed. She has to be burned at the stake. And she says, yeah, I slept with somebody, but whoever owns this staff, this owner is a person that I slept with. Now, Yehuda could have kept quiet, right? Yehuda didn't have to admit, oh, it's me. It's pretty embarrassing. And he may be caught red-handed, right? That I slept with my daughter-in-law. Yet, he wasn't too scared, or he wasn't too afraid to admit it, and he did. And Yaakov saw in that a tremendous midah in Yehuda. So a tremendous midah. What is this midah to admit to something that you did wrong? Why is it so important? So, Meir knows that I like to quote Chaim Friedlander as often as I can. And he has a beautiful piece over here. And he says, when a person admits to his sins, he's modem from vidui. And it's the same shorish. When a person admits to something that is a big chelik in his doing tshuva. Once a person admits that he does something wrong, he's understanding that there's something that needs to be fixed. The avera that I just did right now, I'm fessing up to it, I'm admitting to it, that's a tremendous chelek, a tremendous starting point in the road down to tshuva. The Gemara tells us, "Akol shamode b'masav mezake lo l'chay olam haba." A person that goes and admits to what he does wrong, get olam haba. We have a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Bet that also says a similar thing, that a person who admits is mochon lo avonosav, that he gets forgiven for his sins. That doesn't necessarily mean, really, that all he has to do is admit to a sin and then he gets forgiven. But what it does mean is that once he admits it, he sees what he did wrong. But admission is a recognition that he did something wrong. A person's not going to be able to live with himself in contradiction his whole life. So once that person comes and admits to something that he does wrong or he did wrong, he's automatically going to do tshuva. That's why the vidui process, the confession, is such an important process in the tshuva process. Because ultimately, once a person can say outright, with his pet, with his mouth, and say, this was wrong, I did something wrong, I did this and this was wrong, so then you're going to probably go and do tshuva, because you've already admitted to yourself, you're not going to live in a contradiction. So Yaakov saw this midah in Yehuda. We also see, and that's why he was zochet to become the malchus. The melucha came from Yehuda. Yehuda is the melech. Why? Because only a melech in our religion, as we see a melech, as the Torah sees a melech, is not some dictator, not somebody who loves to run out of kavod, run after kavod. It's exactly the opposite. A melech in our eyes is somebody that can admit that they're wrong. Because they're not interested in themselves, they're interested in doing what's right. And once a person admits to his wrongdoing, so he's on the right path. Yaakov saw that midah in Yehuda, and he says, oh, this is going to be the melech. He's going to be the melech of the Jewish nation. Because he's able to admit, he's able to see his faults, so mamela, he's going to steer everybody, himself on the right path, and ultimately that's a leader that can steer everybody else on the right path. We as Jews have to get used to the fact of admitting that we're wrong. Because if a person never can say bepem malik, can never say outright to his friend, to his parents, to his wife, that I was wrong, so then you're never going to change. It's very difficult to change if you never admit to yourself that you did something wrong. And this was a tremendous lesson, a tremendous idea that Yaakov saw in Yehuda. You see by Cain and Hevel, right? When Cain goes and he kills Hevel, Cain doesn't admit his wrongdoing. And therefore he was punished. Nava na tiya ba'aretz. If you would have, the Chazal tell us, if he would have just admitted what he did wrong, instead of covering it up, it would have been a totally different story. But he had to go nava na, he had to go wandering, because there was no clarity in his own mind. He couldn't admit to his actions, it wasn't clear on what he did, so his punishment that he had to be a wanderer for so many years, until finally he says that my sin is too great to bear. Once he says that, so then he does the tshuva. That's the tshuva process. We are called Yehudim for this reason. We're called Yehudim after the Lashon of Yehuda because the importance of a Jew is recognition. Is being able to say, I did something wrong and I'm going to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we're called Yehudim after Yehuda, who is the father of admission. And this is what Yaakov saw in Yehuda. I think this is a lesson that we can all learn from Yehuda, from this week's parsha, that if a person wants to receive bracha, wants to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he really has to look, we have to look at ourselves and see ourselves, am I doing everything that I could be doing? Am I doing everything right? And if I'm not, I have to express to myself in real words that X, Y, and Z I'm doing wrong and that I can change. And once a person is able to do that, the melech could come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he could be melech upon himself. You're not going to be in control of yourself if you can't admit that we're doing something wrong. So we should be zocha to take this lesson of Yehuda, to be able to be modeh, to be able to admit. And that's also a lashon of hodah, of thanks. It's the same shorish. Because a person will come ultimately to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll give thanks when he sees faults in himself. And he seems that he is able to rectify himself. Then mele he'll become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to where he can give the real proper hodah. We should be able to reach that level of a recognition within ourselves in order to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos. And say some shalom to those people that are leaving tonight. It's great.